如果让我评选一个对现代医学发展贡献最大的人，
If I were to choose one person who has made the greatest contribution to the development of modern medicine,
那一定是微生物学的奠基人。
That must be the founder of microbiology.
法国科学家路易斯·巴斯德，他被后世称颂为科学王国最完美无缺的人。
French scientist Louis Pasteur, who was later praised as the most perfect person in the scientific kingdom.
巴斯德不是医生啊。
Pasteur is not a doctor.
但是他开创的微生物学直接揭开了感染类疾病的根源。
However, the microbiology he pioneered directly revealed the root cause of infectious diseases.
并由此开启了免疫学和抗生素时代的大门。
This paved the way for the development of immunology and the antibiotic era.
巴斯德自小生性腼腆。
Pasteur was shy from a young age.
怕生，小学时成绩平平。
I was a shy child with average grades in elementary school.
被老师认定不会有大出息。
I was told by my teacher that I would not have a successful career.
中学时
，In middle school，
巴斯德痴迷于绘画，父亲则希望他能去读师范大学。
Pasteur was obsessed with painting, while his father wanted him to go to teachers' college.
16岁时
，16 years old。
巴斯德来到巴黎入读大学预科，不到一个月
，Pasteur arrived in Paris to study at the preparatory school for university less than a month.
他因无法克制思乡病
，He was unable to control his mental illness，
只能没出息的辍学回乡，几经波折。
Only those who fail can drop out of school and return to their hometown after many setbacks.
巴斯德19岁时考入法国最高学府。
Pasteur was 19 years old when he entered the highest university in France.
巴黎高等师范学院。大学期间
Far lie down, dang, she fans you, you and our Zukai giant.
巴斯德的研究兴趣逐渐从物理转向化学。
Einstein's research interests gradually shifted from physics to chemistry.
他的博士研究课题是90酸的旋光现象。
His doctoral research topic is the phenomenon of fluorescence of nine acid.
1815年。
1815.
法国物理学家让·比奥发现一些有机物。
French physicist Jean Pierre discovered some organic matter.
比如天然90酸的溶液，能够让照射通过的偏振光的偏振面发生向右旋转。
For example, a solution of decandiol can make the polarization direction of the polarized light passing through rotate to the right.
这就是旋光现象。
This is the phenomenon of glare.
当时90酸已经可以化学合成。
At that time, the 10 acid had already been chemically synthesized.
但是合成的90酸却完全没有旋光效应。
However, the synthesized alcohol did not exhibit any dizziness effect.
这个矛盾现象一直困扰着科学界数十年。
This phenomenon has been a long-standing problem for the scientific community for decades.
巴斯德可能得益于中学时代的绘画经历。
Pasteur may have benefited from his art experience in middle school.
他在研究九十酸时
，while researching diamonds，
对它的晶体形态的观察细致入微。九十酸。
Detailed observation of his crystal form.
晶体小如细沙呀。
Tiny crystals like grains of sand.
在显微镜下呈现出不对称的斜方棱柱形态。
It presents an asymmetric prismatic shape in a microscope.
由于晶柱形状不对称。
Due to the asymmetry of the crystal pillar.
直立状态下可以分出左右。
In a standing position, it can be divided into left and right.
前后。顶端呢，还有一个倾斜的晶面。
The front and rear ends also have an inclined mirror.
正是这个倾斜镜面
This tilted mirror
让巴斯德发现了端倪
This is what Pasteur discovered.
他发现啊，有的晶柱斜面在左上角
He found that some of the crystal pillars were on the left side.
有的晶柱斜面在右上角
Some of the crystal pillars are on the upper right corner.
就像左右手一样
Like left and right hands.
互为镜像。右旋光的天然酒石酸
Natural wine with a natural right hand and left hand mirror effect.
晶体的斜晶面都在右上角。
The crystal's cleavage planes are all in the upper right corner.
也就是都是右手性的。
All of them are right-handed.
而化学合成的酒石酸啊，左右手性晶体各占一半。
And the chemical synthesis, the 90-inch crystal, left and right-handed, each occupies half.
巴斯德敏锐地意识到，手性不同的酒石酸晶体溶解后的分子在构型上会不会也有左右手性的差异
Pasteur keenly realized that the molecules in the crystal of tartaric acid, which had different enantiomers, would also have different configurations after dissolution and
会不会正是这个差异造成了旋光性的不同
Could this difference be the cause of the different phenomena?
如果这个假说成立，左手性酒石酸的旋光性
If the hypothesis is correct, the chirality of L90 acid has a mysterious property.
就应该与右手性酒石酸
Should be with the right hand at 9 o'clock.
相反
On the contrary,
由于当时啊，左手性晶体只存在于化学合成的酒石酸中。
Because at that time, the only source of the tin acid was chemical synthesis.
与右手性晶体混合存在。
Coexist with right-handed crystals.
巴斯德只得用镊子在显微镜下一粒一粒地把左手性酒石酸分拣出来。
Pasteur had to painstakingly separate the left-handed alcohol acid grain by grain using the tweezers under a microscope.
这个工作啊，枯燥无味。
This job is boring and monotonous.
耗时费眼，两个小时才分出一克。功夫。
It took 2 hours to extract 1 gram of the drug.
不负有心人。
Not in vain.
最后啊，用分拣出来的晶体实验证实。
Finally, experiments using the sorted crystals confirmed.
左手性酒石酸果然具有左旋光效应。
The left-handed enantiomer of tartaric acid certainly has a left-handed optical rotation.
正好可以和等量的右手性酒石酸的右旋光作用。互相抵消。
This can perfectly counteract the right-handed effect of the equimolar right-handed tartaric acid.
巴斯德的研究不仅揭示了旋光效应的分子机制。
Pasteur's research not only revealed the molecular mechanism of the phenomenon of dark light,
更重要的是提出了分子不对称的原理。
More importantly, it proposed the principle of molecular asymmetry.
撼动了化学界长期坚持的物质成分决定性质的信条。
challenged the long-held belief in chemistry that matter determines properties.
同时啊，还提示了化学合成与生物合成的区别。
It also highlighted the differences between chemical synthesis and biological synthesis. 2003,
美国化学会评选巴斯德的九十酸旋光实验为化学史上最完美的实验。
The American Chemical Society has ranked Basden's 9-acid experiment as one of the most perfect experiments in chemical history.
凭首星分子的发现。
With the discovery of the self-replicating molecule.
26岁的巴斯德已经登顶化学研究的高峰。
At the age of 26, Pasteur had already reached the peak of chemical research.
但是哈，估计当时的巴斯德自己都不知道。
However, it is estimated that Pasteur himself did not know at that time.
九十酸会引领着他偏离化学的轨道。
913 leads it to deviate from the path of chemistry.
走向了一个更加广阔的未知领域。
Embark on a journey into a wider unknown.
人物志，科学
Character Science.
大神巴斯德，我们下期继续介绍。
We will continue to introduce the great Pasteur next time.